A young child passes his new baby sister's room, and he tiptoes into the crib, and he leans in and whispers, "Tell me about God.
I'm starting to forget." And that's the journey that we're all on, trying to remember who we are, who God is in our life. The bigger picture, are we part of that? The larger plan, are we part of that? What's our place? What's our purpose? What's meaning? All of us are on this journey. So this morning, we're going to go on a very short vision quest to allow us to embrace that stillness, to touch it, to feel it, to know it, to trust it. And from that place in our hearts, we hear God. Now, very often God chooses to communicate in funny ways. So it can be like Joe's rainbow. It can be like a cloudburst or a call from that friend that you really needed to hear from. But very often, it's just when you're quiet. I had a friend years ago, and I went to his house with his supper and he and his wife. He didn't have any children. And I walked by the kitchen, and there were stacks of dishes and pots and pans. And I'm going, what's with this? They had a dishwasher. So I said, "So what's up?" You know, friendly. And he said, "I let them pile up, and I wash them by hand, because that's the time I spend with God." He says, "I've been doing it for years." He said, "I found in my life that I'm so much in my head that I needed a time to set aside. And so I do it while I'm washing these dishes." And we all find ways to commune. The visioning team that Jennifer put together is about communication, communing, and then community. Knox is a great community. The ministries here, the people that volunteer and support that and guide it, they're so full of life and ideas and creativity and joy. So we have a lot here already present that we share. And now we are wanting to expand and to invite more life, more ideas, more creativity, more sharing, more love. So this vision quest that will go on in a few minutes is part of that. And also coming together on May 22nd. You're welcome to come to our next meeting. It'll be in the lounge, as Joe mentioned, and we really want to hear what anybody has to say and offer. One of the things that I've noticed over the years, and I always thought was kind of interesting, in learning a new language, and I don't speak many, but they always teach you the verb to be first. I am, you are, we are, they are. So the I am is you and me. The we are is you and me. Very often, the they are is what causes and creates separation, sometimes anger, sometimes more than anger. So this morning, we're going to focus on I am and we are. Because that leads us back together to community. It brings us back to the love that we all are. If you knew that individually and collectively the world depended upon your willingness to be present, to be available to love that resides in your heart and bursts from you at the most wonderful and sometimes surprising moments, how responsible would you feel? The divine presence within each of us and around us in the moment determines what will ripple out from us into the world. That's a lot of responsibility. And most of us don't think about it too often. Some of us learned over the years to be a little temperate with our words, a little calmer with our presence, because we know the ripple effect on family, on children, our grandchildren, friends. But it's also in the larger part of the world. We're always in a process of creating collectively what's happening around us. So the world is listening all the time. What are you rippling out? God needs each of us to be awake and aware and present, and to respond, to deeply listen to Him, to ourselves, to our loved ones, and to keep connecting. And the way we connect is through deeply listening. So on the vision quest today, which is sort of like a guided meditation, just gently allow the stillness to overtake your mind and your heart. Just relax into it. Breathe into it and allow. And as Joe mentioned on that purple sheet inside your bulletin, at the end of it, write down what you thought about, what you saw, what came up for you. Now remember, God speaks in funny ways sometimes, so it could be something that you think, oh, no, it's not it. Write it down. Because you never know where it's going to lead to. And that's where trust comes in. That's all God asks of us, is to trust. Just trust and allow. And of course, believe. So let us begin. Settle in. Close your eyes if you feel like it. And just feel your breath, your breathing coming in and out of your body, your breath slowing down, being really present. Let go of any doubts, frustrations, thoughts of what you're going to do this afternoon. Just relax deeper and deeper. Very much like you're being held in God's arms. And the more you relax, and the more you just trust your breath to take you deeper into stillness, into that beautiful, soft, warm, loving embrace. You can ask God gently, what do you want to tell me? Tell me, what do you want to share? And listen to His response. As you relax deeper and listen deeper, be alert. Be alert for God. Now open your eyes. Look around and smile. There is nothing here but you and God.